This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. In this series of episodes, we're hearing what soil scientists are learning about the practice of cover cropping, the practice of keeping those fields covered between cash crops. By selecting specific plants from amongst the broadleaves, the grasses, and the legumes, producers can improve their soils. Most fundamentally, by keeping soil covered, there's less evaporation, and when it's windy, there's less loss of topsoil. Through a thoughtful selection of cover crop plants, biomass can be increased. That draws more earthworms and microcritters, and those communities in turn eat and digest remnants of plant stalks and roots. A healthier, more biodiverse soil leads to better crop productivity, and that goes directly to the bottom line. Today, we're visiting the southeast Nebraska farm of Bill Volkmer.
My farming operation is about 650 acres. We plant corn and soybeans on a rotation.
At Syracuse, Nebraska, Bill Volkmer describes himself as an old farmer, but this old farmer is willing to learn some new tricks. He started planting cover crops in 2011.
I think that was a drought year. The corn came out early, and then we just planted rye and a cocktail mix in there. And it caught rain, and it did very well, and then it kind of just took off from there.
Bill's operation has been partial no-till the past 20 years, but he says he wouldn't no-till soybeans into corn stalks.
Because I didn't have the equipment. My machinery is... It's a little older.
He had those older drills that could get stopped up planting through residue.
As he expressed his concerns over residue management, we started to talk about different plant species.
Meet Zach Rigg. He was Bill's resource conservationist with Natural Resources Conservation Service. Zach helped Bill get going with cover crops.
We started to talk about different plant species that some of the universities had demonstrated to have real strong connections with improved earthworm populations and other beneficial soil organisms. As you increase those populations, you have an ability to consume and metabolize that residue into a useful form, and we demonstrated that in the first year.
Zach Rigg says Volkmer got a good start planting cover crops. Zach remembers walking that field one winter day.
Even on a day with a little bit of frost in the ground in his no-tilled field, we walked through the cover crop, and the soil temperature was actually a little warmer there. Digging down 2 to 3 inches, you could see earthworms still active in December. The most remarkable thing that we found was those real stiff, rigid corn stalks that you couldn't budge just in the no-till field. When we went into the field that had been cover cropped, you could knock the corn stalk stems over, and you could tell that the residue was being metabolized and addressing one of his main concerns, being able to manage that residue.
The earthworms were just tremendous in there. There was no roots to the corn stalks. You could just go out there and kick them off your foot and they'd just shear off. And planting into them, there's no problem at all because there was no big root ball to contend with.
After one season of cover crop, that field was very mellow.
I started out small on some of my worst productive land. The first year I planted 30 acres. In 2013, we planted 200 acres. And now on 10 SAR for this fall, we're planting on 400 acres.
Your local NRCS office can help you develop a soil health management plan and find conservation programs that work for you. Hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. On the web at playacountry.org.